From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. The U.S. Embassy in Ankara said on Sunday that recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel. The written statement did not clarify the reasons for which the embassy is reassessing Turkey's commitment, nor did it say how long the suspension would last. It did say that in order to minimize the number of visitors to our embassy and consulates while this assessment proceeds, effective immediately, we have suspended all non-immigrant visa services at all U.S. diplomatic facilities in Turkey. Hours later, Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S., using language parroting the U.S. statement and reasons for the halt. President Trump made it clear Sunday that in order to strike a deal with the Democrats to allow the so-called Dreamers to stay in the country, he will insist on overhauling the country's green card system, hiring 10,000 more immigration officers, and building a large and tall wall along the southern border. Last month, Trump announced plans to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, an Obama-era policy that protects hundreds of thousands of young people who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children. His immigration policy wish list also includes limiting family-based green cards to spouses. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats have reportedly reached a deal with Bavarian conservatives on a refugee cap. Both sides are looking to unite ahead of talks on forming a new government. Merkel and the head of the Christian Social Union plan to spell out the details of the deal on Monday. Reports say the number of refugees to be allowed into Germany would be capped at about 200,000. Australians have handed in 51,000 weapons during the country's first national gun amnesty in more than 20 years. The government says the amnesty has helped to reduce the risk of firearms falling into the hands of terrorists and criminals. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Authorities in Australia believe the three-month gun amnesty that ran through September 30 has made the country safer since a mass shooting in the state of Tasmania in 1996. It's estimated that there are about 260,000 unregistered weapons in Australia, which has some of the world's toughest gun control measures. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the measures are critical to Australian society.
Now, it's vitally important that we maintain our gun control laws. They are among the strictest in the world. We've seen the shocking tragedy in Las Vegas. The killer there had a collection of semi-automatic weapons, which a person in his position would simply not be able to acquire in Australia.
Anyone found with an unregistered firearm in Australia now faces up to 14 years in prison or a heavy fine. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Rescuers in the Syrian city of Ma'arat al-Numan are picking through the rubble after what they say was a Syrian military airstrike on a market Sunday. The death toll ranges from 6 to 11. Ma'arat al-Numan is in Syria's rebel-controlled Idlib province, which borders Turkey. Residents of Catalonia, opposed to the regional government's efforts to secede from Spain, rallied in Barcelona Sunday. Police say 350,000 demonstrators attended. The organizers say more like 900,000 people were there. The march was peaceful and no major incidents were reported. Last week, Catalans voted overwhelmingly for independence, but opinion polls have consistently suggested that more Catalans favor remaining in Spain than declaring independence. The turnout in last week's referendum was less than half of the electorate. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.